If you are ever tempted to look outside for approval, realize that you have compromised your integrity. Epictetus. Hello, my fellow Stoics, and thank you for listening into today's episode. As a practicing Stoic, we constantly ask ourselves if whatever we're encountering in our day-to-day life is within our control. And this often leads us to kind of ponder that a lot, which is, if I'm encountering a negative emotion, does it make sense for me to continue on this rabbit hole of negativity? And a lot of times the answer is no, because, well, I can't control the outcome. So why should I stress over this? Therefore, I can't control it, so it makes no difference to me. Or when it comes to material possessions or reputation, we often are asking ourselves, will I gain some sort of significant happiness over achieving this? You know, sometimes your answer can be yes, and if it is within your control, then go ahead. But oftentimes, that answer is no, because fulfillment within yourself and virtue and being a good human is the basis of all happiness. Now, this isn't to say that achievement or some sort of success of certain things throughout your life will not bring about happiness, but they are not the core values that bring about happiness. And conversely, not having those things doesn't make you an unhappy person. In fact, Epictetus suggested that much of human unhappiness is simply due to misclassification, the product of thinking that we have control over certain things when we, in fact, don't. I mean, the probability of certain successes or being able to achieve things, there's a big portion of it that is outside of your control. You know, if you have a race going on and you want to finish in the top, you know, 50, for example, of over 1,000 people, I mean, you can do all that you can to practice to be the best. And of course, because there were some people who did make it to number one, you should think it possible. However, you can do your best, and still that outcome is outside of your control. So this idea that you should base your unhappiness on being unsuccessful in your achievements is also not really good. At the end of the day, we have to understand the only thing that we really have control over are our judgments. Now, this is pretty different from what some people might say about, you know, you can control your emotions, for example. You can't really control your emotions. We are humans, after all. And we don't choose the sensations and memories that we have. And we can't switch on and off our emotions. But all we have complete control over are our judgments about certain things and how we think about things that happen to us. So really, when we ask this big question, especially in the modern world of like, what should be within our scope of happiness and as regards to success or material possessions? I mean, in a previous podcast, I was talking about how it's human nature to want security. So of course, I'm going to want to make more money, but should I base my happiness off of that? Or should I be unhappy if I don't attain a certain level of success? That's kind of where in the modern world, in my opinion, it gets a little dicey. You know, it's this, well, who determines that? Is it this overarching idea of Stoicism that kind of teaches us what's the baseline level? And with the modern world getting so expensive too, how do we balance that out? And the Stoics actually have addressed this, and it has to do with those judgments. Whatever value we put on things, we have to make sure that we are attributing good judgments about them. Not anything inherently in themselves is good or bad. We should want success. That's what makes us human. We shouldn't want insecurity. That is also what makes us human. But it is within deriving our value and judgments and those things within the virtues really comes into play. Moderation. It's not basing our judgments on these things to the point where if we didn't get them or we lost something, then it would make us unhappy. We are okay with or without them. At the end of the day, to a practicing Stoic, the main thing that we have control over that truly matters is our well-being. We are therefore in control of our own happiness if we only ensure that our judgments are proper amongst the things that we encounter in day-to-day life. If your sense of well-being depends on one of sorts of things that deal with material possessions or reputation or worldly possessions, then you have effectively handed over your happiness to the whims of something or someone else. And just because you can't control something does not mean that we ought to also ignore it. It's simply a matter of developing the right attitude towards it. And a really important thing to think about is that we can strive to act as best as we can, but we can never completely control the outcome of many things that happen in our lives. And if we tie our happiness to achieving the outcome, we run the risk of being frequently disappointed. But if we make our goal simply doing the best we can, then nothing can get in our way. So therefore, it's more important to pay attention to our judgments of those things that are within or not within our control. Not just that overall, overarching idea of asking ourselves, is this within my control? No, but what is your judgment of what is within your control? What is your judgment of what is not within your control? If the judgment itself towards those things that are within or not within your control are not sound or not reasonable, then that becomes a problem. Because imagine if your judgment for success is a little bit too overreaching or too high. If your judgment is already being that of an overachiever, then of course it becomes unreasonable. And then you start to make these value judgments on what is within your control a little bit less reasonable, because then you start to make actual actions that could end up harming you, whether that be being more risky with it, with your action, or allowing things to emotionally take control of you, or allowing people to have sort of control over your reputation, when in reality, your own reputation should be the one that matters. And then also when let's say it comes to material possessions, I know that a big part of, going outside and being sociable is also presenting yourself well. And of course, you shouldn't be looking to outside validation, at least not too deeply. But we do understand that there's an importance to it. So what is your judgment for that? If your judgment is that you need to be wearing the best clothes to be presented in a specific way, girls, your makeup needs to be a certain way. Guys, your hair needs to be a certain way. You need to be wearing certain designer things. If your judgment is that I can't control my reputation, but my judgment is that I still need to be doing this because it will ensure a good reputation, how far are you allowing that judgment to go? That's really the concern that needs to be addressed first before we truly ask ourselves, is this within my control? If we stop paying attention to our judgments, even for a brief moment, we run the risk of falling back into bad habits, especially if you're somebody who's trying to fix those judgments that you have. If you're trying to become more moderate, if you're trying to become more courageous, if you're trying to become wiser, if you're trying to become more just with yourself and others, you need to ensure that your judgments around those things throughout your day-to-day life are reasonable first. So, my fellow Stoics, I encourage all of you to while we ask ourselves that question of what is within my control? Is this within my control? Before we answer yes and no, make sure that whatever the topic is that you're addressing, that you're asking yourself, am I making good judgments to begin with? Are my judgments around this topic sound and reasonable? Thank you for listening in. If you enjoyed the podcast, please leave a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. It really helps out the show. If you would like to check out Stoic Sage merch or read the blog, please go to stoicsage.co. Also, give us a follow on Instagram and Facebook, and I wish you well, my fellow Stoics, on your path to sagehood.